Come on, chop, chop. What? That was just a light spank. Don't kill. What? What? Nothing. Okay, whoops. It wasn't supposed to be that hard, but if it gets you to move faster. I want you to stand here, right here, in front of this mirror. No, don't look at me. Look at yourself. See? Look how gorgeous you are. Yeah, I understand that this is sort of the same as the photo. It doesn't really do you justice as you're flipped over in your reflection, but why can't you see that you're beautiful? Beautiful inside and out. And like you can't see your beautiful personality or your mind. It does sort of reflect the way you look on the outside. I'll tell you what. You stand right there. To this mirror, and I'll stand behind you. I'll bring my hands around your waist and press my hands to your stomach. See how cuddly the stomach is? See? You really do have gorgeous, beautifully tender skin. Yeah, you may be a bit marked with a few, okay, not a few, several bites, which are probably going to bruise. They're a little red against your skin right now. So we'll pick up where we left off with your torso. You really do have cute underwear. No, it does suit you. So, do you mind if I run my hand right over the front of your pants? Yeah, it's okay to be excited. Yeah, just gently run my palm across this bulge. No. Don't look down at my hands and what my hands are doing. Look up. I just want you to see these expressive faces you make every time I touch you. What do you mean they're silly? There. Yep, you beat me to it. Yep. They're beautiful. I'll run my other hand up your chest. Don't mind me. I'll just press myself against your back. I still need to worship that back of yours, you know? It's a canvas waiting to be marked with bites and more kisses. I'll just trace my lips up the curve of your back. Continue rubbing my palm against that bulge of yours. I'll slip my fingers underneath the waistband of your underwear. I'll slowly pull them down, but only if you let me. May I? Okay. I'll move both hands to the waist. I'll move both of my hands to the waistband of your underwear and slowly slide them down. Why did I stop? Well, because this is one of the best bits. Forgot to take the time to appreciate that pelvis of yours. Here, look. Look how soft these hip bones are. I'll run my fingertips against that curve. Yes, I do like your pelvis. It's the happy trail. The V of your torso. It's sexy. See how my hands just glide across the surface of your skin. If you haven't noticed, your skin has become so warm. Maybe I've even made you start to sweat a little. What's wrong? You don't like me teasing you. Is it because I'm close to your wand? We'll get there soon, I promise. But right now, I want to lightly trace that curve of your hips. And then press lips against back, against your back, and I'll slowly return to peeling your underwear off now, shall we? But first, I want you to look down. No, not down at my hands. Down towards the mirror so you can see what my hands are doing. But more importantly, I want you to admire yourself. See how your cock strains against the material of your underwear. And if I pulled any lower, you'd spring out. It's one of the highlights. But I want you to watch as I slowly tug your underwear down. See? See how your cock springs out? It's one of my favorite bits. And then we'll slowly peel your underwear and slide them down your lovely thighs. And then we can just let your underwear drop down. Has anyone told you that you have a really beautiful cock? I'm not kidding, it is beautiful. Look. It is amazing how your body changes when you're aroused and you're just clouded with this desire. No, I'm not going to touch your cock just yet. I've still got to work, trace that pelvis of yours. Yeah, just tease you and trace that V leading up to the base of your. No, still not going to touch you just yet. I'll tell you what. I'll move around. Move from your back and kneel in front of you. How's that? Me looking up at you from down here. As always. Just a little lower this time. Can you feel my warm breath tickling you? Tickling at your inner thighs and cock. May I touch you? Okay. I'm going to cup your balls, if that's all right. Yeah, just hold them here in my left hand. Is that a shiver? You really do have a beautiful cock. Look at these big, swollen balls. Do you give them any attention? No. You really should give them some attention. I mean, you can just cup them like so, but you can just gently give them a little tug like this. If not a tug, maybe a little squeeze. No, not like a hard squeeze, but just a gentle massage. What about this line right down your balls? Do you ever trace it? No. With my other hand, I'll just lightly run my fingertips down the line. I think this line has a special name. I can't remember how you pronounce it. Perennial rough? Is it rough? Rough? Rafe, Rafe. What? Why are you laughing? No, I don't think there's a slang name for your perennial rough. What? Am I pronouncing it incorrectly? Fine. Once you find out how to pronounce it properly, come back to me, okay? But right now, just let me trace it with my fingertips. Or would you prefer my tongue? My tongue. So, I'll just gently lick my way up that line on your balls, up to the shaft. You taste so good. You also smell really good. It's different from your cologne and aftershave. It's musky. The scent of you, really. Don't mind me. I'm just going to breathe you in. Speaking of other little details, do you ever trace the veins on your cock? Yeah, veins. No, I'm not a vampire. Although I am going to drain you of something. I'm talking about these veins lining the side of your cock. Do you not ever trace them? Do you mind if I trace them with my tongue? Just lick my way up that shaft. Just look up the sides of your cock. Keep my hands there at your balls and hold them. Does that feel good? Yes. You should pay more attention to little details. Veins on your cock. You squirmed again. Are you sensitive? Right here, underneath the tip of your cock, is this little underside of the tip. That sensitive? Do you not like my tongue grazing over that little area? But you taste so good. So good. Can I taste you now? Just slide the head of your cock in between my lips. You should really look at the mirror, not down at me. You really do make these beautiful faces. Like when I not moan. You have these gorgeous growls and moans. You don't have to be quiet with me. You can be as loud as you like. Feel free to grip my hair if you want to. To just grab a handful of hair and make me take more of you inside my mouth. Come in my mouth. Here, right here. Please, I want it. Give me your tongue.